live football in the world of soccer. 37-minute mark for both games. He tipped FC Porto yesterday. They were the outsiders, still nil-all with Juventus. And then Sevilla were the short price favourites against Leicester City. They're 1-0 up. Could have been more, Andy Pascalidis. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning. You're right. Schmeichel's pulled off a great save in the penalty spot in the 15th minute, and he's just pulled off another great save. And these games coming on the back of 14 goals yesterday, two stunning Champions League ties, Man City getting out of jail to win 5-3 against Monaco, and Atletico Madrid doing the job in Germany, winning 4-2 against Leverkusen. Won't see the goal flurry of yesterday, I think, in these ties, but delicately poised in Portugal, but Sevilla have the upper hand against a Leicester side that has not scored a goal in the last six games in the Premiership. It's hard to believe, isn't it, after that wonderful campaign last time out.
Manchester United fans, are they happy?
Yes.
Yeah, they're happy. They're through. They're through to the round of 16 of the Europa League. They're chasing trophies everywhere this season. And Mkhitaryan scored the winner in the 17th minute, but he went off in the 25th with a leg injury, so he's in doubt for the weekend game. I think they're playing Southampton. And Polk are out. Schalke dusted them. And Fenerbahce are out as well. They were done by Krasnodar, aside from Russia. I think they're fifth in their competition. It was 2-1 on aggregate after a 1-1 draw in Turkey this morning.
Before we get to the Wanderers and what they've done with some of their supporters, first, the Asian Champions League from last night, Adelaide down 3-0 to Gamba Osaka. As someone mentioned on an SMS this morning, Andy, three games in the Asian Champions League for Australian teams, 7-0. The result going the wrong way. Not good.
Not good at all. And this is the question I think we should probably ask is, for these Asian teams, the bulk of these Asian teams are in pre-season. So what's going to happen when they're in full swing? Sure. Our competition's in full swing. And it just shows you, again, we struggle to adapt. Look, we all know the Wanderers have won the ACL. We all know that Adelaide have made a final. But outside of that, there hasn't really been too much to be enthused about from Australian teams playing in Asia midweek, because we don't have the depth. And we've got to remember, too, that these Asian clubs have got, you know, unlimited resources in some cases in China and Japan and Korea.
Andy, we just heard from Graham Arnold. He doesn't want an apology anymore from the Western Sydney Wanderers, but they have banned 14 of their members. Well, when I say that, really, they're RBB leaders, aren't they?
Look, I'm not sure who they've identified. The question, I suppose, is the 18-month ban, is that strong enough? Some of my mates have probably told me, and they support both teams. These bans should be for life. Do you play games behind closed doors?
No.
Do you suspend the club in terms of taking points off them? There's lots of avenues. I think the FFA will come down hard on the club in terms of a monetary fine.
When do we expect that, Andy? When do we expect that decision from the FFA?
Look, there hasn't been any notification, I must admit, Jimmy. I would expect in the next day or two. I'm sure that they've investigated all the CCTV footage from that game, as the Wanderers have with the ANZ stadium personnel and whatnot. But it's just, you know, it's a horrible, horrible sequence of events. And I feel for Graham Arnold, and Graham is made of tough stock. We all know that as a player, he was a leader. But for his family not to want to go to games, where are we? You know, it's 2017, really.
Well, it's such a competitive sporting market. That's the last thing you need, but families wondering whether they should go from a safety concern. Hey, Andy, we've got a fire. We've got Dave Stanley standing by in the studio, mate. Appreciate that. We'll get all your tips for the games tomorrow on the Big Sports Breakfast. Andy Pascalidis there.